out, y'all. Hot FM's
Brownie and EJ. So have a good time. You know that I spend a lot of time in bed, right? And get your mind out of the gutter. I eat in bed. I read in bed. I do everything in bed.
I'm sure you do, EJ.
It's during
I'm
the day. Sure you do. Like after we finish work, I go home and sit in bed. And it's mainly on Mark's side. So if I spill any food, it's on his side of the bed, not mine.
I can't believe that you haven't stopped doing that yet. And he's okay with it. That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah, our couch isn't very comfy. So I sit in bed. And I've been whinging for at least a year that it's just not as comfortable as it could be. Because our two stingy pillows, I try and sit up in bed and it just hurts my back.
Yep.
So I've been saying to Mark for ages, if you look online, if you see on Pinterest, there's always these amazing looking beds that have got layered pillows. So it starts with the big ones, then goes to normal size, then to medium size and some small ones in the front, which looks amazing. I've been wanting that for so long. And this is the fight I've been having. Mark has never actually, as it turns out, he's never actually said no. But I've said, hey, let's go to the homeware store and have a look. And he'd always try and make some excuse like, Oh, yeah, we could do that.
But never got around to actually going with you?
Never actually go. Planning. That's right. Oh, I'm a bit too tired tonight. Or maybe if we go next week, like putting it off.
Yeah.
I finally dragged him there the other week. Finally. And he had a sad little look on his face, moping around the store. I was like, I'll snap out of it. This is for both of us. We're getting comfortable pillows. You will thank me. He didn't seem convinced. So I bought two very large Euro pillows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Found
yeah,
pretty matching covers for them. Took them home, put them on our bed, and we both love them. Now, he's the one that says, oh, get the Euro pillows, because obviously when you're in bed, you can't sleep. You have to take them off and put them on the ground.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Now, he's the one that says, oh, we should get the Euro pillows if we're going to sit in bed.
So you've converted him to a pillow lover.
Yes.
Are you becoming those people?
Yes.
I really can't stand those people that have, like, those pillows upon pillows upon pillows on their beds.
What's wrong with it? It's so comfortable. Like, you take half of them off when you're reading in bed and it's like you're in a mansion.
Exactly that point. You take half of them off. It's excessive to have that many pillows on a bed and not need them on there.
No.
When you want to go to bed at night time, you take all the pillows off, right? That's like a 5-minute job in itself.
No, it takes me 2 seconds, literally.
Do you stack them on the floor nicely, or do you just chuck them all over the walls?
I stack them on the floor, and I don't like them touching the floor, so I take the suitcase out of the cupboard and stack them on top
God,
of the suitcase.
No.
I don't want them to get dirty on the floor.
Look, I can't stand it. We have 10 pillows on our bed at home, and it's excessive. For me to go home
10.
And have 10 pillows, yes.
Wow, I've only got 6.
I know. That's what I mean. This is a losing battle, which I've been fighting for so long, and it needs to stop. Because you take the pillows off the bed. If I want to have a nap, it takes me 5 minutes to get it all off the bed and place them nicely. Like you're saying, you don't want them touching the floor.
Let me get this right. You're anti-Christmas. You're anti-present giving. You're anti-pillows now. I don't know if this relationship can continue us working together.
Look, unless you're going to recreate the battle from Lord of the Rings using those pillows when you girls have your girly nights, I don't want to hear about it. I just think if you have a bed, 4 pillows is enough. 2 for you and 2 for your partner. And if you're single, 3. 1 for either side of you and 1 to sleep
what?
On so you can
that
hug into
is
it.
That is ridiculous logic. Anyone is allowed any amount of pillows that they want. I think it looks pretty and it feels soft on your back when you're reading in bed. 13, 12, 16, we need to settle this. How many pillows do you have in your bed?
Are we really asking this? 13, 12, 16.
It's the hard-hitting questions of today.
Damn straight. Hey, Adam, how many do you have?
4.
And are you happy with the 4?
I'm more than happy. My wife always puts the 5th and the 6th one on there. Yes. I'm normally kicking it off before she even puts it down.
Exactly. So you need one to hold on to while you're sleeping and another one to lie on, and that's about it.
Well, I can only sleep on 2. I can't sleep on 1.
All right, perfect. Adam, thanks for calling, mate.
No worries.
Amy on 13, 12, 16. How many pillows do you have?
I actually have 5.
Awesome. That's really good. And do
and
you
I'm
love
single.
Them? You're single. There you go.
Do right, you... So I've got 2 for me. 2 for the side, because I just always have that. And then I've got a body pillow.
That's awesome.
And look, when you're single, one of those pillows is the greatest thing ever. I can deal with 5 pillows. That's okay if you're single. But any more than that, you got some issues.
Oh, no. If I have to throw pillows off the bed, it's not going on the bed. Full stop.
And Chantel, what do you reckon about pillows on the bed?
I think they're fantastic. I have 8 on my bed, and after your lovely conversation, I think I might go out and buy another 2.
No! No! Think of your partner. Won't somebody think of the partners?
If it... He's happy if I'm happy. And we stack them down nicely every night along the wall, and every morning they go back on so it looks nice.
That is amazing. If it makes you feel better, someone on our Facebook page has 11, so go get a couple more.
I will.
No, stop, don't. Save your money.
Well, this is amazing. Keep your conversation coming on our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ.
Got an update, however. We have 11 pillows on the bed.
Good.
11 pillows.
Good. Make that 12.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.